preparing to organise workers in Enfield. Josh Asker, North London Socialist Party. The National Shop Stewards Network in Enfield hosted an online meeting on the 22nd of March. It brought together 24 trade unionists to discuss how to organise workers in the London borough. Figures show that 40% of workers in Enfield earn less than the London living wage of £10.85 an hour. Arif Bektas, speaking for the Turkish and Kurdish organization DEMIR, estimated there are 10,000 workers from that background in the borough, many earning poverty wages. DEMIR is in the process of working with Unite the Union in North London to organize these workers. Ona Kasab from Unite listed recent victories of workers in London, including Hackney parking wardens and school cleaners winning the London living wage through collective action. The meeting heard from transport workers in London. RMT underground worker Lewis Peacock outlined Labour Mayor Sadiq Khan's planned attacks on workers and victimised bus driver, and Unite rep Mo Mamir explained the bus workers' struggle for safety during the pandemic. Workers in the public sector also spoke. Cathy Smith, who helped to organise Unite workers win their 8-month strike in Bromley Libraries, explained the need for local authority workers to coordinate action with health workers on the issue of pay, as well as to defence services. Many of the trade unionists in the meeting are preparing to stand as candidates for the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition in this May's elections on the London list for the Greater London Assembly, GLAP, and in Enfield's by-elections. The point was made that workers' industrial struggle would be strengthened by a force in the councils in the GLAS standing up for the working class. Speakers reaffirmed their commitment to build the trade unions in Enfield by organizing the currently unorganized and to forge links between existing trade union branches with the aspiration of establishing an Enfield Trade Union Council.